A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and a warm welcome to my Friday Five. I say warm as it is especially warm for me because I've still got 10 days left out here in Kenya, finishing up on a few charity projects out here that my charity Live Twice and I are involved with, but also warm because I want to take just a moment to thank you for all the love and warmth that was shown to me over the last few days on my Instagram account. As some of you may have seen, I had a bit of a tricky day on Tuesday and I shared a little of this on Instagram and I wrote what I hoped were just a few wise words that had been shared with me only the day before and which I'd found really helpful. Now, I won't go into the details, partly because I don't want to bore you with my tales of woe here, but also because it involves someone else who I really don't think would want to be discussed. But I will share these few very insightful and thought-provoking comments that I have found beneficial to my situation. And they were a few quotes that came out of listening to Russell Brand's podcast with the writer and the psychologist, Brené Brown. Yes, I know, who knew that I would end up quoting Russell Brand here, but there you go. Well, actually, these are Brené's quotes, and this is what she says, firstly, when talking about difficult times in our life. And she started off by saying, pain that is not transformed is transmitted. Wow, that's a bit powerful for a Friday Five start off, isn't it? So pain that isn't transformed is transmitted. In other words, don't bury stuff, deal with it, or else you will transmit it to others if you don't transform it. Secondly, when you avoid conflict to make peace with others, you start a war within. Yeah, when you avoid conflict to make peace with others, you start a war within. Wow, again, even more so, actually, I thought this really kind of touched me. And I know it resonated with so many of you too. How often, you know, do we swallow something or bury our true feelings just so as not to rock the boat or cause a scene, when by doing this, we're actually causing a war within ourselves? Powerful. And last but not least, and I love this one, children observe boundaries by how you hold them. Again, a great thought. Our children observe their boundaries by how we, as parents or adults, observe them. So how we keep our boundaries will be noted and copied by our children. That's really so important, isn't it? You know, if we have a rude or abusive person in our home environment and we don't call them out on it, we are passing on to our children that that kind of behaviour is acceptable, when of course it isn't. Interesting. Now, I actually posted about all of this on my Instagram, not because I especially wanted to delve deeply into family psychology, but because I now write a highly personal column at the back of the Lizelle Wellbeing magazine. It's called In Truth. And I was after a bit of feedback, but it did turn into a pretty personal dialogue in the comments. And I just wanted to say, if you're listening and you commented, I am extremely grateful to all those who added their words of wisdom to that. So thank you very much from me. Now, moving on and to more joyful news, if you are listening to this on the actual Friday, the 14th of February, I wonder if you've got anything special planned for Valentine's Day, either tonight or over the coming weekend. Well, alas, I don't, but I do have two of my boys coming out to join me for half term here in Kenya, which I am really looking forward to. And we are heading back to the coast next week for part of this time together. So my Instagram fam should stand by for a load of beachy holiday spam. And I just hope that's not too annoying and that you can enjoy some of the hopefully sunny vibes that I will be sending your way. Normal service will be resumed pretty soon when I am back in the UK. But actually, speaking of Valentine's, don't forget we have some really super romantic meal ideas over on the Lizar Wellbeing website. And we have pulled together some of our very best and most favourite romantic dinner for two menus and recipes, including actually one of my favourite all-time desserts, the Zingy and Light Ginger Nut Lime Pie, which coincidentally is a recipe that I persuaded the owner, Carol, of Poponi Hotel down in Lamu on the coast here to part with. So I could share it with you, and I absolutely love it. It is very light and zingy and delicious. It's made with ginger nut biscuits and it's incredibly delicious, easy to make. And you could, of course, use homemade ginger biscuits for this if you didn't want to buy anything out of a packet. And one of the things that I discovered in the course of writing this up, though, is that it seems impossible to buy ginger nuts that are made without palm oil. Do let me know if you have come across any. The best options that I've been able to find so far are the Dutchy Original Ginger Biscuits from Waitrose, or Sainsbury's have one called the Stem Ginger Cookies from their Taste the Difference range, which actually I found because it was kindly mentioned to me by Wendy Russell over on Twitter. Wendy, if you're listening, thank you. I put out a request to see if anybody could help me on this. So if you know of any other palm oil-free ginger nuts, do please let me know. You can leave a comment on my personal Instagram feed, not in my direct messages because I can't do that. I can't cope with it, but I do reply to comments. You'll find me on Instagram, LizElMe, or on my Twitter account, which is also LizElMe. And actually, Twitter is where I do much of my food campaigning, my kind of soapboxing, if you like, really because I like to follow activists and pressure groups who seem to be more active on Twitter than perhaps on the softer side of social media, which is Instagram. But it did make me laugh, though. I have to share this with you. I think I must have had an auto reply from the Avocados from Mexico account. Yeah, there is such a thing. Who not only bizarrely liked my post about last week's Friday Five and the destruction being caused by the Mexican avocado growers, but they also asked me to retweet to win a visit there as if. And talking of avocados, as a follow-up to my podcast all about this last week, which, apologies, it did turn into a bit of a soapbox rant, I know, I started watching the series on Netflix called Rotten. I wonder if you have seen any of these. I think they're pretty good, actually. Unlike Game Changers, which I think is shockingly bad and full of laughably poor science. Anyway, in Rotten, the first one of the series is all about the avocado, and it goes into much more detail about the issues over there on the incredibly excessive water use that goes on in South America, as well as the politics at play behind the gang warfare in the avocado groves. It is well worth a view, although be warned, you might have to be prepared not to eat that many avocados ever again after watching. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Anyhow, I digress. I was actually trying to chat about Valentine's Day dinners, much more positive for all of us lucky enough to be having one. I was fascinated actually by a simple piece of research in the news this week. And that is that eating from a table that has been set with a tablecloth increases our perception of the quality of the food that we're eating. Isn't that interesting? Researchers discovered that when testing 200 diners split into two groups, those who ate identical food from a place set with a tablecloth rated their meal far more highly and gave the food higher taste scores than those eating from a table without a cloth. So perhaps the easiest way to impress your date is to pay attention to your table setting. Actually, other studies have also taken place in the past showing that heavier cutlery improves meal perception and how much people are willing to pay for it. So I guess if you go to a restaurant, they've got really heavy cutlery, just watch out for that. And if you want to get extra brownie points for serving a really good glass of wine, you can always pretend that it cost a bit more than it did, as experiments have shown that the more we believe something has cost, the better we automatically perceive it to be. And they've even done brain scans, can you imagine, to show that we get more physical pleasure from drinking wine that we are told is more expensive than it actually is. Fascinating. Well, if all this foodie talk has put you in the mood for trying out some new recipe inspiration, you might like to know that you can head to Lizelle Wellbeing website, where you will find hundreds, literally, of truly fab recipes, all handily categorized according to what you might be looking for. So if you head to the Eat Well section, you will find recipes for light bites, for main meals, sweet treats and drinks, as well as an extensive selection on the very best well-being ingredients. And for me, I am trying to cut back on the amount of sugar and the carbs that I eat. And so I especially liked the recipes that we've got on our website for sugar-free chocolate truffles. Oh, so delicious. The sugar-free cheesecake recipe is really good. And the sugar-free lemon mousse cake is absolutely delicious. Actually, that one does have a few dates in the base of it, but it is refined sugar free and it is a lovely recipe. So if you ever make any of these, actually, or any other recipes from my magazine or from my website, don't forget you can tag me. If you tweet or Instagram them, do tag me and then I can retweet and share with the rest of our community too. Talking of community, a bit of feedback from the week. Thank you so much. This came in from Celine via email. I admire you so much. You look absolutely gorgeous. Well, thank you very much. But I know you're working hard at it and enjoy it too. Well, most of the time, winky face. I have already lost weight thanks to the diet and moving much more. The lovely pictures of you exercising in the open air, that's what I love too, are such a boost. Thanks, Celine. I imagine that you are following my e-guide, A Stronger, Slimmer You. I think it's great. I've got my copy here. Actually, I do my exercises every morning. This also came in from Instagram. Oh, this is great. This is from Ms. Marmot, who says, I have received my copy of the magazine. Yay, the new subscription people seem to be doing a great job so far. Thank you very much for that feedback. For those of you who don't know, we have changed our magazine subscription provider to a company called Warners, who are supposed to be absolutely top when it comes to customer service. So fingers crossed, please keep letting me know because it's great to get feedback. Another comment here from Dawn Haddon from Instagram. Hi, Liz. I always get your magazine and books. I'm just reading the new magazine. So much information and interesting facts. I always love the makeup tips. Thank you. Well, I love them too, actually. The makeup tips are written by the leading makeup artist called Hannah Martin, who is brilliant. She will never say this because she's far too modest, but she does a lot of very famous and royal faces. And what she has to say is always very good. So thank you, Dawn, for that feedback. And another one here from Alison by email, who writes to say, I met Liz in Dorset last September at Wellbeing by the Lakes. Oh, that was a great event, wasn't it? I really, really liked that. Great venue. And I bought some books to be signed. The book on menopause became my Bible, and I have then since bought four of her other books. I also subscribe to the magazine and the podcast, etc., which I find really useful. Thank you very much, Alison. Thank you for your feedback. I've got a few more talks and events planned this year. So hopefully you're signed up to our newsletter and then you will get advance information on that. Last but not least, a couple of reviews here on iTunes. As promised, I said I would read them out. This one left on the 10th of Feb by F. Parton. So if you're listening, F. Parton, thank you very much. Ooh, listen to this. She says, I imagine it's a she. Anyway, she says, just listen to the Friday Five podcast on avocados. Thank you so much for speaking up about the issue of water use and sustainable farming methods. Our British farmers need the support more than ever. Please note, I'm not a farmer, just a consumer. And our livestock farmers who graze their animals on grass seem to be constantly lumped in with the factory farming, rainforest burning producers abroad. It's so wrong. And such a bandwagon has been created. Thank you for telling the truth. Not just meat eaters need to examine their consciences and buying habits. Wow. I could not agree more. Absolutely. I am a farmer. I'm surrounded by farmers down in the West Country in the rural farming community. And I was actually quite interested to see there was a piece, I think, in the Times this week. I don't know whether you clocked it, showing there was a new report to say that tofu is actually far worse for the environment and the way it's produced than even factory farmed meat. So, and of course, in Britain, we have so much pasture land. We have so much grazing for sheep and for cattle. And it's very, very different from the sort of farm lots of South America or even North America, where animals are grazed not on grass, but they're fed hard grain and soy feed and all of that. And it is very, very different. And I did say that I wasn't going to get onto a soapbox, and I won't. But grass-fed pastured meat produced in Britain is so good for the environment. It captures carbon in the soil, and it's a whole nother discussion, actually, which perhaps I'll revisit another time when we have got a little bit more time, because I'm just coming up to the end here. Last but not least, this is a message. Well, it was actually a review on iTunes. Thank you so much. From somebody called Walking With You. Love that. Great. I imagine you're a lady, but if not, whoever you are, thank you very much. You write to say, Liz, thank you for your inspirational and well-researched podcasts, which are always thought-provoking and give women the information they need to make important changes for their health. I wish I had been informed about HRT 10 years ago, but thanks to your podcast, I am now. Thanks again, and I look forward to more podcasts on health and other important topics. Well, thank you very much, Walking With You. I agree with you. I'm in my 50s. I wish I had known more about HRT and its benefits in my 40s. But again, that is probably a subject for another day too. Do please leave me a review if you're able to on iTunes. I might read it out next week, or even just a star rating if you like my podcasts. The reason I ask you to do that is that the Apple algorithms really like to see feedback. And the more we have, the greater visibility they give these podcasts for others to find. So it really does help. Thank you so much. That is about it for now. I look forward to connecting again next week. Don't forget, you can email my team, hq@lizellewellbeing.com. Do sign up for my free weekly wellbeing newsletter if you've not already. It comes pinging into your inbox each and every Friday and is just jam-packed with recipe ideas, hints and tips for the week ahead, as well as competitions, money off, offer codes, and so much more. It really is well worth receiving. But for now, have a great week ahead. Go very well. Thank you again for all your kind support. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.